My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It is Wednesday on this program. You know what that means. Tonight, AEW Dynamite. And in fact, it is the anniversary edition of Dynamite tonight. And Tony Khan has promised that he will, quote, make a huge announcement on tonight's show. We're going to give you all those details when we come back from the break. We also have Raw ratings from Monday night. The show was up. So the big question, which I want to ask all of you Twitch homies, my loyal Twitch homies, about: what do you think about this number being up? Because there's two things. Obviously, number one was the draft. But number two, is the number up because of the draft, or is the number up because fans have figured out that all of the big stars are going to be on each show for the next month? Which, of course, would beg the question, why do we have split rosters? I don't know the answer, but I will give you the Raw ratings for Monday night. Show did a very, very big first hour, but then fell and didn't do a great third hour. We also have notes for NXT, and there's good news and bad news. I guess it's subjective whether you think this is good news or bad news. The bad news is I have not watched NXT 2.0 yet. The good news, at least for some of you, is that I'm going to watch it tonight, and because of the feedback for last week's Brian and Vinny show, I guess we're going to be back reviewing NXT 2.0 on that show for a while. But for those that don't care about NXT 2.0, we will, as always, start the Thursday show, it's as always now, with AEW. So if you want to just listen to the AEW report and then not listen to NXT, just shut the show off. So we used to start with NXT, but we'll finish with NXT from now on. Well, we got a lot of news to get into. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Stick around, friends. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight is the anniversary edition of AEW Dynamite. AEW president, in an interview with PW Insider, Tony Khan said he will make, quote, a huge announcement on tonight's anniversary edition of AEW Dynamite. Khan also promised great wrestling, along with some additional, quote, fun announcements as well. Khan was asked for a hint about who the Joker participant is in tonight's casino ladder match. He said, quote, I will not give you any insight into who the Joker is going to be. I will not tell you that, but I will go back to the announcement instead and tell you that it has been something a long time coming. I'm very excited about it and proud of it, and it will really add a lot to the company, I think. He addressed recent reports of the executive vice president's losing power, calling it, quote, pretty disingenuous stuff, noting the structure of the company changed in late 2019 when he realized, quote, there were probably too many different people with input on segments and that the show, quote, wasn't as organized as it could be. I like to call it too many cooks in the kitchen. You ever been cooking and there's another person in there trying to cook? Golly.
The worst.
I'm trying to cook some eggs and then someone else is trying to make toast and it's just horrible. Mm. He spoke about the emergence of the Owen Hart Foundation and how it came together. Quote, he's a favorite of so many of ours and it meant a lot to be able to connect with Martha and offer this olive branch and say that we would love to have you and Owen be a part of AEW. We would love to work with the Owen Hart Foundation and reestablish the legacy of Owen Hart in pro wrestling, where we haven't seen him in terms of being in video games and action figures and on TV, on wrestling each week and celebrating his great career. It's just we don't hear that name enough. Owen Hart. Martha was very principled, and she wanted to make sure this was something that would benefit the Owen Hart Foundation, which it will, that it was something that will be respectful of Owen's name and legacy and of Martha herself. Absolutely, that's what we're going to do here, and I'm very, very excited about it. So I guess we'll find out what the big announcement is tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if it is the announcement of the Owen Cup or the tournament that they're going to do, but I guess we'll find out on Dynamite tonight.
Yes, we will. Do you have any idea on what your any thoughts on what the surprise could be?
I just said it might be the Owen Hart Cup announcement.
It could be. What am I supposed to say to that?
I don't know.
That's great. I hope it is. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know who the Joker is going to be. Maybe they get rid of Urban Meyer today on national TV, or they reassign him to another
Oscar
spot
Meyer?
In the,
we're talking about hot dogs again on this show?
Well, that's actually what kind of got this guy in trouble, but that's a different story in a different show. But no, I mean, I not much to add to that other than what we've talked about when it comes to Owen Hart, and when it comes to AEW's philosophy on doing things differently than WWE and viewing their company in a different way when it comes to dealing with their employees, dealing with former, again, just it's they have taken a much better approach for me when it comes to dealing with a lot of sensitive issues than WWE has, not the least of which has been this Owen Hart thing.
This person says, we already know about the Owen Hart Cup. I hope the announcement is something new. Yeah, you know, but there's 1.15 million people watching on TNT that know nothing about it. It's never been mentioned. There's not been a whisper of it. So,
well, don't yell at those
people. You're making
people
an announcement.
I think those are like some of the people that may
have latched on. No, because this is one of my big things. This is one of my big things.
What?
If you're going to run, I've been critical about this from day one with AEW, and I'm actually not critical about the Owen Hart thing. I'm making a point here. You, whatever is important, needs to be on TNT. You can send out all the press releases. You can have everybody talk about it on their podcasts. But the Owen Hart announcement has not been made on television. And there is well over, 1.12 million or whatever. That is the average number of people that watched the show. So the number of people that tuned in for at least a minute at some point every Wednesday night, we're talking millions and millions of people. And there's a sizable number of them who have no idea that there is a deal with AEW and Martha Hart. So that could be the big surprise announcement tonight, that fact and when the Owen Cup tournament is going to be. I don't know if that's what it is, but that needs to be announced on TV, obviously, at some point, and it will. Maybe that will be tonight. Now, here's what I know about the show other than that. There may be more, but this is as of Friday. We have Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, and Adam Cole versus Danielson, Christian Cage, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus, which should be awesome, if I do say so myself. Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb as Shida attempts to get her 50th win. Wouldn't that be something if she failed? And then the casino ladder match with Jon Moxley, Andrade, Lance Archer, Pac, Orange Cassidy, Matt Hardy, and the Joker. And we don't know who the Joker is. Who could it be, Mike?
I don't know, Brian. Could it be you?
It's not me. I'm right here.
Could it be Filthy?
It could be Filthy, but I'd be very upset if he didn't tell me.
Hey, I don't know. One thing I know for sure, I can't believe it's going to be anything other than great. Hikaru Shida and Serena Deeb. I love Serena Deeb a lot. And you know what? Shida could take an L here going after her 50th win here. Serena Deeb's not one to lay down, so I don't know. You know, there's a story you could tell if Shida loses. You know, it'd be a cool story if she wins, but, you know, Jungle
Bro,
Boy
they just
can
have the match for the next 4 weeks. Oh, she didn't make her 50th win. We're going to try again. Oh, didn't make it this time, but next week she's going to try for that 50th win. And then eventually she gets it.
Absolutely. You could do that. Hey, look, if she gets the win now, no big deal. The bottom line is the match itself is going to be fantastic. Serena Deeb on a large stage. It's like Thunder Rosa. I don't know exactly what Deeb's contract status is right now. I don't know if she's tied in with the NWA or not. But one thing I know for sure is she and Thunder Rosa are two people that, you know, very early on, AEW seemed to have the eyes on and seemed to recognize could be a big-time boom to their division. And now with, you know, some of their division coming on, establishing their own, and getting Ruby Soho over there, it's a pretty formidable force.
We've also got this. Last night's Raw, this being Monday, averaged 1.86 million viewers and a 0.52 in 18 to 49, a 0.24 in 18 to 34, up from last week. It'll be very, very difficult for AEW to beat a 0.52 this week. The 2020 Raw draft did 1.85 million, but they did a 0.57 in 1849. So basically the same viewership, but the 1849 was much higher last year. It was an increase of 0.2% in audience, but a decline of 9% in 1849. May have been helped by the NFL game starting 32 minutes late In fact, well, it's hard to say because the first hour did 1.95 million, but the second hour did 1.91 million. So it's not like when the game started, like everyone turned off Raw and watched the game. So to me, there's two possibilities here, and I don't know the answer. I know what I would like the answer to be because it would prove my argument, but I don't know actually what it is. It could be that people were interested in the draft. Now, last year, they weren't that interested in the draft, so I don't know why that would change. But the other thing that was different about this show is that, like, everyone's on the show. There is no brand split from now until after the Crown Jewel show. So it could be that having everybody available for both shows is, in fact, more interesting for viewers, which I have argued. But we will find out. We will actually find out which it is, because from now until Crown Jewel, you are going to see everybody on either show. The King of the Ring and Queen's Crown start Friday. It continues on Monday. So everybody's going to be on every show. And if the numbers are up between now and Crown Jewel, that's not the draft. That's all of the stars are on both of the shows. So we will find out why people watched in big numbers for this show over the next few weeks.
Another thing to note about numbers, too, when it comes to last night's and tonight's are the Major League Baseball playoffs, which are taking place last night. Huge game between Boston and the New York Yankees that I'm sure is going to do monster numbers. And then I'm sure Dynamite's going to be affected tonight by the Dodgers and the Cardinals.
I get a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the
best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So I've not seen NXT 2.0 yet. I'll watch it tonight. But there's news. We have a lineup for next week. I can't tell you anything about any of this, except this is a lineup. Isaiah Swerve Scott will make his first ever title defense against Santos Escobar before heading to the main roster. Tommaso Ciampa will face Joe Gacy. They are doing an NXT Halloween Havoc show where Braun Breaker is going to get his shot against Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT title. And next week's Joe Gacy match, if Joe Gacy wins, he's going to get to do some speech about boomers or something. And he'll also be added to the NXT Championship match at Halloween Havoc. A three-way with Tommaso Ciampa, Joe Gacy, and Braun Breaker. You know, Vince loves saying that name. He wants to come back as an on-screen character just to talk about the guy. Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner versus Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland. That was Von Wagner's finish, not a headbutt.
That thing's a weapon.
My God.
Man.
And a new edition of Lashing Out with Lash Legend. Well, we got one good thing coming up on the show next week for sure.
Shut up.
No! I like Please. It. I don't care if you don't like it, bro. It's subjective.
I don't care if you don't like the fact that I don't like it. Just
actually,
don't
you
stop
do care.
Telling me
you keep telling me that it's
because
bad
you keep
when it's
saying
not.
It's good. Because
yeah,
it's
I
not
like
good,
it,
Brian. Because it, so you like something that I don't believe is good. You know, I don't believe it's good. Period.
Okay, that's fine. I do. So why are you yelling at me? I didn't tell you
why
I like
you
it. I said I like it.
No, you've told me repeatedly over and over that what I'm watching, this pile of crap that I'm watching, is good. It's the only good thing on the show,
yeah,
Mike. No,
it is
it's a smaller turd than the other piles that they're laying in everywhere, okay? So, no,
wow,
it's not good.
You.
Stop telling me it's good.
You can talk about everyone's
all
the
cool
the
indie. There's cool indie talk. She tells everybody what she and Dexter did and why he's not there. Boy, it's so awesome.
Well,
it's
so
great.
That's better.
You've told me it's the best thing on the show, right? So it's good.
Yeah, the best thing on
that's
the show is
me.
The stuff with Dexter and Indy and Lashing Out. Sorry. Sorry
it's
you
trash.
Have a different opinion.
It's
why don't
trash.
You go in my mentions while you're at it?
Oh, please. You're such a bum. Gimmick. Stop.
I'm not
please
a gimmick.
Stop. Yes, you are. I said it stunk, and then you told me, no, it's not. It's good. It's the best thing on the show. Why are you complaining about it?
Yeah.
It's just amazing that you would point that out. Oh, God.
If I made you a sandwich, Mike, okay, and it was a hot dog bun. It was a hot dog bun, and there was a piece of wood in it, okay? Horrible.
Well, it's not a hot dog bun. Automatically, it's not a sandwich.
Can I finish?
It's a hot dog.
Fine, I make you a hot dog.
It's a wooden hot dog.
I give you a hot dog bun. I put a piece of wood in it. You're like, this is horrible. But then you go, yeah. Well, the bun's the best part. Yeah, because there is a best part of a wood hot dog, okay? And there is a best part of NXT 2.0, and it's Indian Dexter, and it's Lash Legend. Thank you. Now, the Halloween
gonna,
Havoc
Now you're
going
to tell me it's good, right?
Well, the bun actually is good
out.
If you're making a wood hot dog. Now, Halloween Havoc is October 26th. And it will be Ciampa versus Braun Breaker. And that's all I know about it. So there you go.
Well, it's
listen,
got Braun Breaker.
I'll watch the show tonight. What do you want me to
That's the best thing on the show, okay? Braun Breaker is the best thing on the show.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, Mike, but the show with Lashing Out, Braun Breaker wasn't on the show.
Ooh, boy.
So
oh.
I can continue with my
Remember
statement.
Remember when you told
it was
me
the best
that
thing on the show.
Cameron Grimes was the best thing on the show?
And he was.
Oof, boy.
And you know who that, wasn't that on the show on the last
Legend show?
That
certainly wasn't good
show?
Either.
Cameron Grimes. But hey, I got a question.
What?
Do you like anything?
Yeah, well, I'm going to enjoy him finding Big Mama, considering that, Cameron Grimes, kind of like the new wave Jimmy Valiant. They're never going to put him on top. They see somebody there who's super entertaining, and he's somebody that the fans will never boo. Cameron Grimes will never be entertaining. Trevor Lee will never not be entertaining, okay? He will always be entertaining. He will always have fans cheering for him no matter what he does, kind of like the Boogie Woogie Man, and they'll treat him as such. And I wondered early on in this, will he find himself a Big Mama? And it apparently seems like Cameron Grimes is looking for a Big Mama. So you know what? Maybe, just maybe, that might be the best thing on the show. Probably won't be because the show is garbage, but we'll see.
A mixed of the help here says, Semp is bewildered and befuddled. This person here says, the NXT 2.0 show is, quote, insufferably bad. I mean, all caps, not quote. Ooh. You've got characters straight from 1995, like casino dealer. He's a casino dealer now?
He's
Duke
the gambler.
Hudson?
She's not the gambler. The gambler's good.
Yeah. Harland. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. the bald, creepy guy who looks like the son of Nathan Jones. Tony Nipples, the businessman athlete from Atlanta. What?
They lost their minds for Tony Nipples.
Tony Nipples is a businessman athlete from Atlanta?
Well, they
changed the whole gimmick last night?
Well, I know, but no, from Chicago, from the docks, he's a businessman of some repute.
It says Tony Nipples, the businessman athlete from Atlanta. The show is so much more interesting when I haven't watched it yet.
Apparently.
Mixed in with dumb gimmicks like Joe Gacy, who's an inclusive woke guy that wants safe space but still violently wrestles. Yeah, because I don't even know what it is. Is he supposed to be serious or is he supposed to be a heel? I think he's supposed to be a heel that's like pushing buttons.
Yeah.
I don't think he's supposed to be serious, is he?
That's it. I get the impression it's turning into that disingenuous heel character, and yeah, they're living out something through this guy and being woke and all that sort of stuff. Had a stare down with Parker Boudreau, who is, if he was any paler, he'd look like powder.
Person says, whoever sent Brian this message is an idiot. Well, correct me then. I'm not
He's
sure
he's
a picking
mobster
the comments.
From Chicago, who's
I'm
a former
literally,
NCAA wrestler.
I'm literally
That's
reading
what they said.
These in order. This person here says, Duke don't. Hudson. Got a gimmick change. He is now a poker player. WWE here totally with the finger on the pulse. NXT 2.0 is a deadly mix of NWA TNA and 1992 WWF superstars, pushing females that remind you of the Divas area with no work rate and more skin showing. Well, what do you think about that one?
Indian Mae Young. That happened last night. Cora Jade and Frankie Monet happened. Although there's some hope there for Cora Jade, but... Yeah, there was some bad stuff with the women last night. Are you surprised? Ember Moon and Mandy Rose as the opener to the show? Is that what you're going to start with? Is that the hot start you would come up with?
Right. I haven't watched it, so we'll find out. Maybe it was hot. I don't know. What is Io Shirai still doing in NXT, especially this version of NXT? Xia Li and B-Fab got called up, but not Io. Is that inaccurate, Twitch chat? No, it's not. That's true statement. She's there. And Fab B and Io and Xia Li are on the main roster. What do you want me to do about it?
We still don't know what happened with Dakota Kai, right?
No, she vanished. They called her up to do dark matches, and then she just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Floating in the ether, yes.
Brian, this person says, that Joe Gacy gimmick is death. By the end of the match, it was so silent you could hear the exact moment when his push stopped. Well, we'll see.
It's so bad. It's bad.
They couldn't shave Adam Cole's head, so they did it with Parker Boudreau and named him Harland. God bless this company.
I don't know about that, but Harland, yes, because he's from Louisiana, see? And
Oh, this Grayson's mad at you. He
Why?
Says, I've thought about it, and Mike comparing WWE programming to The Muppet Show is an insult to The Muppet Show. With The Muppet Show, things always seemed like they were going to go off the rails, but Kermit the Frog would always manage to steer things in the right direction and solve problems. If anything, WWE's television shows are more like the Muppet television segments on the Jim Henson Hour, where it was total chaos. You might not remember the Jim Henson Hour, because it was canceled after 9 weeks.
I don't remember that. I remember Muppet Babies. I definitely remember that one, but I do understand that comparing anything to WWE can be insulting to the product that you are comparing to them. So I apologize to Skeeter. I apologize to Kermit, to Miss Piggy, to Fozzie, to Sam the Eagle, and to everybody else involved in the Muppet Show.
Well, let me put it this way, Mike. When I was a youngster, six, 7 years old,
yes,
the local PBS affiliate aired the Muppet Show.
PBS?
And one day they pulled the Muppet Show. It was no longer going to air. And I was devastated. And me and my classroom, we all did a letter-writing campaign. I don't think any of us could actually write, but somehow we did a letter-writing campaign. And we sent letters to the PBS affiliate talking about how devastated we were by the removal of the Muppet Show. And in fact, they listened, and the Muppet Show came back on our local PBS affiliate. If Raw got canceled, I don't think I would arrange a letter-writing campaign to bring it back. That's not saying I don't like Raw.
Are you sure?
I don't most weeks. But I would not do a letter-writing campaign to get it brought back.
Are you
I
sure?
Certainly wouldn't if they just cut that third hour.
It was the letter-writing campaign that did it, and it wasn't your parents writing checks to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting.
You think my parents were writing checks to PBS?
Well, they could write it off, I guess, and they raised you in front of the TV. But also, your PBS affiliate had the Muppet Show? That was on in, like, commercial TV. Are you sure you weren't talking about Sesame Street? Like,
I'm pretty sure it was PBS.
Bad experience in Mr. Hooper's story?
Whatever it was, we got it brought back to whatever channel it was on. That's what's important. Mm.
You know what was awesome they don't have on anymore? Electric Company. That was good, and 321 Contact would come on after that. Those were good, hearty shows for the kids.
This person here says, Brian will not stand up for WWE. Well, it depends. If they're wrongfully accused of some horrid crime, I would stand up for them. But I'm not going to, like, you know, if they do something really stupid and they do horrible booking and they end up getting bumped to FS1, no, I'm not going to stand up for them. That's their fault. They got plenty of money. When have they ever stood up for me? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
The
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Marcelo here says he was thinking about my wood hot dog analogy.
Oh, it was awful, wasn't it?
Now, when you watch NXT, you already expect it to be awful and expect nothing but the wood. Whereas in a wood hot dog, it happens to be on the menu in Argentina. Wow.
Wait a second.
Send me
you
a link.
You just typed that to yourself, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
No,
oh,
wait,
you think
I want this.
You think
no,
during the break, you even saw I left during the break. You think I'm Googling Argentina wood hot dogs?
No, you walked out of here so you could text yourself that you're telling it's on the menu in Argentina, a wood hot dog.
Well, I'm trying to find out, but the link that you sent me won't open. Oh, wait, here we go. Edible wood. A modern delicacy with a rustic flair. When you think of food and wood, usually you think about a wood fire pizza, a cedar plank cooked salmon, or even a bamboo cheese board. But now you can eat it too. Just ask top chef Fernando Rivarola, who has edible wood on the menu at his Argentina-based restaurant right now. Wood and bark are they're generally not suitable for humans to eat, although it would provide a decent amount of fiber.
It would provide?
It's not digestible. Recently, however, there have been some culinary discoveries related to edible wood, including the Yucca Raitia tree. For the skeptical, what? This is not the tree bark or the inner core of a palm tree. This is the actual tree trunk of a tree that could reach 50 feet high. The edible wood is available in planks, sawdust, and small rectangular pieces. The edible wood is soaked in syrup or honey and is also available in flavored jams with sawdust or chocolate bonbons. Who knew? There is edible wood on the menu.
Sawdust is like the parsley you add on at the end of your wood meal. You put it on top for a little bit of color and panache there. Is that what you do with that?
I don't know.
It is absolutely bizarre
I'll tell
to
you.
Me. How did they
hold
just,
on.
How did,
for yeah. now, Yucca Raitia is only available in Argentina. However, several Argentina-based restaurants are already featuring it on their menus. Chef Fernando Rivarola from Bravo's hit show Top Chef and owner of the El Bacueño in Buenos Aires showcases Yucca Raitia wood in several of his menu items, including a lemon soup, a cream cheese, and even a cinnamon ice cream. One of his desserts is coyote paste with a thin slice of cheese, a slice of edible wood, cinnamon ice cream, all topped with a peanut squealy or something or other.
Is it coyote paste?
Not like the animal.
You sure? It's wood.
Well, it's spelled differently, Mike, so I'm pretty sure. How does edible wood taste? How many viewers have we lost during this? You are probably thinking eating wood may be disgusting, but it has a nice texture and interesting flavors as long as you like sweet stuff.
That's been said before.
The edible wood is soft, soaked in syrup or honey and fibrous. Oh. I've been told to move on, but you want me to move on? Because what's coming up next would be phone calls.
No, I want
Would you rather I talk about edible wood?
I want this
844-913-2727. That is 844-913-2727.
Is there a Genesis story on how they decided to come up with eating wood? Was somebody trying to, like,
probably
trip
some bloke made an analogy and someone came up with an idea.
Somebody, like, guess. Yeah, right. Somebody, like, dared somebody, made a joke about, I bet you get high if you chew that bark. Like, no, and then they tried it and it was really good, like, or it was terrible. So let's, like, toast it over an open fire. It's like making s'mores, but let's just eat the stick instead. How did they come up with this? Now I need to know this.
I don't know, but this person says, I think NXT 2.0 is worse than the second version of ECW. I guess that would mean the WWE version of ECW. I'd have to go back and watch, but I'm not gonna.
I don't know. It's a wash. It is.
This person here says, any idea on the contract of Walter. He's too big a talent to be on NXT. Would like him in New Japan or AEW. Well, here's the thing with Walter. He's not moving. He's made this abundantly clear for years and years and years. So if you want him to every now and then show up for AEW, it'd be better for him to do New Japan. He could do a tour and then go back home. But don't think that if he left NXT UK, there's a reason he's in NXT UK, by the way, as opposed to NXT here in America. You avoid that pan-Atlantic flight or whatever. So don't expect him to be like, you know, he leaves NXT UK and then he's a weekly character on Dynamite. It's not going to happen.
Plus, look, if they're smart, they're using him as a connection because of all the experience he has, his time as a promoter, a trainer, all that sort of stuff. You know, somebody has got to be tapping talent out of the UK. And obviously they have an office there, but you're never going to see NXT Europe or whatever their plan was. So, you know, with NXT UK still going on, with people that need to work, especially at a time where, you know, there's people that can't travel, you know, it's important to have people stacked up over there too. And with him not wanting to move, keep the relationship open. I know fans want to see him in New Japan. I would love to see him there too and traveling about and stuff like that. But if we don't see it and he stays with WWE, I mean, it's probably a really good deal for him.